Hello, everybody. Anton Crilly here, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Lifestyle Podcast. So as you may know, if you're a member of my coaching program, Dropship Lifestyle, we have a very specific way that we source dropship suppliers. Now, not just any dropship suppliers, not ones that ship from China, not where we're trying to find price discrepancies and use arbitrage or something like that, but instead the actual brands that make the products that we want to sell. So first of all, the way that we even source suppliers and the type of suppliers we want are the ones that work directly with retailers, meaning us, so we don't have to go through a middleman. And the way that we typically find them is by finding our future competitors' online stores, meaning the online stores selling what we want to sell, and then we reverse engineer them to see what brands they sell for. After that, we reach out to those brands, we get approved to be authorized retailers to sell those products from those brands, and that's how we find them, and that's what we do to reach out. No middlemen, no supplier directory websites, simply reverse engineering our future competitors, finding what brands they sell for, reaching out to them, getting approved, then selling their products on our stores as well. So again, that's the normal way, and it works amazing, and we'll never stop doing that because that is always how to get the most up-to-date list. And if you check to make sure that your future competitor stores are drop shipping, then you pretty much know that every brand you could find on those stores works with online retailers, meaning if you know what to say when you talk to them, the suppliers, and if your store looks good and professional, then you would get approved to sell for them too. But what happens occasionally is people will go through my coaching program over at Dropship Lifestyle. They will go through modules 1 and 2 of the content. They will find at least 20 possible brands, and maybe something comes up where they maybe didn't find if they were actually dropship friendly or not, right? Maybe they sourced the brands accidentally from a site that warehoused products, meaning they can't get approved with everybody. Or maybe they just really didn't have that great of a website. Maybe they didn't use my phone and email scripts, whatever. Maybe something came up. Maybe they didn't even find 20 brands like they should have, and they only get approved for a couple in the beginning. So let's just say they're approved to sell for 2 or 3 different brands instead of the 20 that they found when doing their research. So what can you do if you find yourself in that situation? How can you make sure that you have enough brands and products for sale on your site to make sure that you can actually cast a wide enough net so that when you start advertising on Google and Microsoft, like I teach you in the blueprints, you can get people to actually find your store, come, and then find something they want to buy? Well, the other method that I recommend, this is important before I tell you what it is, I only recommend this after you've done the first method and maxed that out, because that is always going to get you the best quality of supplier and the best supplier list. So don't just jump into this. Do method 1 first and continue, you know, every 6 months, every year, going back to your competitor stores, seeing what brands they sell for, looking for new opportunity. Okay, that's always your best bet. But once that's done and you want more brands, you want to see who else is out there, my advice for finding them is going to a website, and the website is simply called tsnn.com. Okay, tsnn.com. This website is a trade show directory, and you might think, trade shows, are those still happening with what's going on in the world? And you know, the truth is some of them are happening, some of them are these virtual trade shows that happen online. But even if they weren't happening, which again they are, their websites, the specific trade show websites, are full of information that's going to be useful to you as a high ticket dropship store owner. Again, this is more specifically for people that obviously follow my coaching program and are building dropshipping stores using the Dropship Lifestyle system. By the way, if you're not, I'm gonna post a link in this podcast description. It'll take you to dropshipwebinar.com, where you can get a free training from me and also a special offer on that program. So that's dropshipwebinar.com. But what you want to do when you go to this website, again, tsnn.com, it stands for Trade Show News Network, is go to the sidebar and you'll see it says search, and you can type in an event name. You most likely don't know the trade show event names in your niche because you probably don't even know they exist. So you could type in any keyword. For example, if you sold chandeliers, you could type in chandeliers. If you sold, you know, weightlifting equipment, you could type in health and fitness, things like that. Just put in different keyword variations. And then it gives you the option to search by entering a city. So this is like typically meant for people that are looking for a trade show in their area so they can go visit, which, by the way, that's a topic for another day, but something definitely worth doing as things open back up, specifically huge events. But for now, all you want to do is find a full list of all the trade shows that are relevant to your niche, meaning the product types you sell. And then what TSNN.com does is actually show you the names and the dates and link to all of the trade shows in the whole world. You could also filter by country, but that are relevant to your niche, to your keyword that you typed in. And from there, what we do and what you can do is just open all of the different trade shows, all of their websites in different tabs, and then go through them one by one. And you want to look for a link on each of them that says exhibitors. Who are exhibitors? Exhibitors are companies that want to be part of somebody else's trade show. So they pay them typically a lot of money to go to their trade shows, to set up booths, to show off their products. So again, let's say you sold home lighting and you found a home and garden trade show, of which there are many, or you found one that's even specific to lighting. You're going to open up all of those pages. You're going to go to the exhibitor lists. And when you click that, it's going to give you, in like the smallest case scenario, maybe dozens, typically hundreds, some cases thousands of different company names. These are brands that, again, are paying to go to these trade shows to show off their products. Now, if you're thinking like, that sounds amazing, that's so many brands, that's more than I might have found when I was actually doing my market research. That's true, but here's the caveat and the thing to pay attention to here. It's that when you find these brands from these trade show websites for under the exhibitor lists, we have no way of knowing if they dropship or not. When we do research our traditional way, we know 100% that these stores work with online-only retailers, meaning when we go with the first method that you should do first and that we spend most of our time on. But when we find those brands, we know they're set up, again, to work with online retailers. We know that they dropship. We know that the relationship should go very smooth because they're already set up for this. When you source additional suppliers from a trade show's website under exhibitors, you really don't know how the conversation's going to go because you, unless you go to every trade show and meet everybody, you don't know if they even have the same type of products you want that would fit into your catalog. You don't know if they have e-commerce at all or if they work with online retailers like we are. You just don't know who they are. So what we do when using this method is we take the full list of exhibitors from all of the relevant trade shows, we put them all into a massive spreadsheet, and then we research them one by one. And this is similar to the research that I teach in module 4 of the Dropship Blueprint. Again, I'll link that up below this podcast. But what we do is just go to their website. We go through, you know, typical pages about us. We look for anything that talks about becoming an authorized retailer. And then we just Google their brand names and see if we could find them on other e-commerce stores. And there is a little bit more research. I'm not going to keep talking about it now because this podcast will be way too long. I just want you to know, though, that if you feel stuck with the amount of suppliers you have, and ideally you're at a point where you've maxed out every supplier you can work with in your niche, meaning you are either approved to sell for them already, or you have some type of pending status, whether that's them saying follow up again in 3 months, or whether that is an application that you currently send in to be approved. This is a way to continue adding to find more and more. And it's something I do. It's something I'd recommend. Something, again, not necessary, but something that could be helpful as you look to increase your product offerings. So that's it for this one, guys. Hope you got value. Just a quick tip there for how you can find more high-ticket dropship suppliers that are, you know, found a different way than I normally talk about. So a little more work involved, but more suppliers for you to do business with, more suppliers for you to make money with. As always, if you got value from this podcast, do me a favor, go to Apple Podcasts. I'll link it below. Please do leave a review, 5 stars, if you get value. And if you want to become part of my coaching program that was voted best e-commerce course by Shopify, go to dropshipwebinar.com, get a free training from me, plus a special offer on the Dropship Blueprint. Link in the description as well. So thank you, everybody. Appreciate you. And I will talk to you in the next episode of the E-commerce Lifestyle Podcast. See everybody.